when you're out on the road, you honk your horn at other drivers. And also, do you wave a thanks now and then? And joining us with what they found is Derek Wing with Pemco Insurance. Hi, Derek.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Very good, thanks. And name you give folks here in this story, I just have to mention, is the horn prone. I like that, the horn prone. We've become.
Well, there are some folks who are, yeah.
Yeah, we've become more horn prone up here in the Northwest, huh?
I think so. Yeah, you know. So we did this poll. It just came out talking about how 68% of Seattle drivers say it's at least somewhat appropriate to honk these days, whereas less than half, only 46% of people, said the same back in 2017. So we're definitely becoming more honk prone in this area, and there could be a number of different reasons why.
Yeah. Well, did you ask why? Why people are using their horn?
We didn't necessarily get down to that level of detail, but I think that, you know, there are a number of theories that abound. I mean, there could be increased frustration from traffic, especially since a lot of us got used to no traffic during the pandemic, so it feels like it's worse these days now that we're back on the roads. Maybe it's more residents who are moving here from other parts of the country where horn honking is more just kind of natural or accepted. And then maybe also it could have something to do with just how we're behaving behind the wheel. But, you know, I will say, whatever the reason or reason, a little surprising to see such a significant jump in how Northwest drivers feel about honking.
Yeah, I tend to lay off the horn most of the time. If I'm stuck behind somebody who doesn't see the light change, and I still, I'm hesitant. I don't hit it right away. I just like, come on, come on, come on. Okay, beep. give them a few seconds.
That's right, yeah. And I think that you bring up a really interesting point about honking, and that is, you know, what is the intent, what is the situation, and for how long do you honk? So, you know, if you're behind somebody and they're a little slow to hit the gas pedal after a red light turns green and you give that, like, you know, short little beep, that little burst, uh-huh. I think that that's quite different than if somebody cuts you off and you lay on the horn and you give them that 3-second honk, right? So I think that really it depends on what the situation is.
Yeah, the horn can be take the place of a few you know, four-letter words, I guess, in some instances.
Or choice digits, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, and then, what's kind of funny, though, is that what I was going to say was that, you know, when people are honked at, nearly half of the people that we talked with say that they respond with a wave or a gesture of thanks. And on the flip side, only 1/5 of the drivers that we polled say that being honked at makes them mad. So I don't know. Mm. I don't know if they're just, you know, answering entirely honestly, but or maybe, again, maybe it's a situation. Maybe they're talking about when somebody just gives them a polite honk as opposed to a less polite honk.
Yeah, right. And speaking of waving, folks, you asked people whether they wave a thanks when they someone lets them in, for instance, or lets them merge.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, we did that as well, and you know, people seem to be, I don't know, yeah, like I think that they either always, usually, or sometimes acknowledge when you know, when somebody is nice to them and they give them a wave of thanks. So, yeah, I think that that's good. And then I think that there's a stereotype of the Pacific Northwest driver as being pretty laid back and pretty polite.
Yeah. But I saw this, though, that you found that only about 14% of the drivers in Seattle say they've seen someone return the wave or give a wave. So it's, something seems off there. So, you know, everybody, you know, majority, 60% say, hey, I always wave. And then others, you know, they only see it 14%. Something's, the numbers aren't quite lining up there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So in Seattle, 61% of people say that they always wave to acknowledge others when someone does them a courtesy on the road. But on the flip side, only 14% of people say that fellow drivers always acknowledge their kind gestures with a courtesy wave. So, you know, I mean, I think that that tends to be what we experience, or you know, it may or may not be factual, but it's like what we feel or what we see. And oftentimes it's the I'm doing something right and the other guy or gal isn't returning the favor.
Yeah, I guess. but I just, I guess it doesn't hurt us to be, just take our civility out on the road and keep it with us while we're behind the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, my mom always said it doesn't cost anything to be polite or nice.
There you go.
When you think, when you think about the horn, ultimately what it is used for, it should be used for, is safety. So, you know, when you think of it from that regard, that's when you really should be using the horn, not to anger any other drivers.
All right. Some wise words from Mama Wing and Derek Wing with Pemco Insurance with us. Thanks, Derek.
Appreciate the time, Jeff.